Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
We're live and we're recording. I'm actually going to put this in the video when I post it. It is recording. Let me just double. Okay, cool. What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today we have a special guest in the building. I guess you can say you have home court advantage today because we're
we
on
are
SMU's
on my
campus.
Yes.
Yeah, home court advantage. Home court advantage. That never hurts.
Yes, it does not. Very comfortable. Hey, I'm Kian, y'all, by the way.
Yeah. So this is Miss Kian Hervey.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She is the editor and publisher of The 40 Magazine. Say hello to the successors, Miss Hervey.
Hey, successors. I'm really glad to be here. My magazine, 40 Magazine, on social media, 40magazine.com. You can find out more about us. And we are all about helping you find success in your career and personal life. So helping you grow professionally and personally. So check us out.
Very nice. Very nice. And you're planted. You're based in Dallas.
I am. I am born and raised in Dallas. Our company is in Dallas, but our magazine ships all over the world. We've had contributors from Nigeria, France, across all types of countries. So we're really excited that professionals are finding information and resources to build their career on our platform.
Wow. When you initially started out with the magazine, was the goal for it to go international? What was the goal
no,
of the magazine?
You know, it's so crazy. 40 Magazine, which we're jumping right into it.
Yeah, we're going to bounce around. We're going to bounce around.
The 40 story really starts right when I left SMU. So this beautiful campus, I had it all figured out, and then I went to a Fortune 200 company, Southwest Airlines. I'm still there today. And I was just thrown for a whirlwind. I was not prepared for what do you do for happy hours at work? What do you do when your boss says something racist? What do you do when you're facing discrimination as a female? All these kind of things that, you know, that's not taught on a campus anywhere. I went online like anybody would, and I didn't find anything that resonated with me as a millennial who was serious about a career, but also serious about growing outside of the office. So I just started writing about things I was learning along the way, like, hey, here's what to pack for your first work trip. You know, here's what to prep if you're presenting at a conference for the first time, which I did. All these experiences, my first 40 hours, I just started documenting it, and the magazine was born.
That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't even know that you unpacked that much content and that many strategies for the individual who is going to presenting at their first work conference or going on their first work trip.
There's so many firsts you don't think about when you're just in the grind of it. And so if there was somebody to coach you through our latest post, we talk about overcoming imposter syndrome. So we do put a lot of content out there that we know can help anybody, no matter their career field, no matter where they are in their professional journey. 40 is going to be there for you.
Wow. And understanding that, I think that's great because you're directly solving a problem.
Yeah.
Just like you said, when people get faced with somebody saying a racist remark or somebody being at a corporate happy hour, like you said, I'm sure people, they cringe over the idea of, well, how many can I have?
Right, per hour. And then, you know, at Southwest, everyone knows us as the love airline. I was facing happy hours every week. And so it's like, do I go to every single one? Does it look bad if I don't show up? Like, who do I talk to in the room? Do I talk to my peers? Can I drink with my manager sitting right next to me?
Oh, wow.
Like, what are these nuances to navigating corporate in your first 40 hours? We really wanted to dive into that.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Okay, so you jumped right in and you started talking about the magazine. You started talking about the Fortune 200 company. Let's rewind the clock.
Go back.
And I want to talk to you about, like, you, because you said you grew up in, you know, you're in Dallas now. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Dallas, and we talked before offline about you having a twin.
Yeah.
Which I did not know before.
Yes.
Had no idea. Yes. But talk about that. Talk about what it's like growing up with a twin.
Oh, gosh.
let's talk about that.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have a twin sister. She lives in Dallas now as well. She used to live in San Francisco. And just really, she's my better half. She is amazing and fantastic. I can't brag on her enough. Growing up with a twin is exactly like Sister, Sister, the TV show. We did everything kind of around the same time, but in our okay. own way.
Nice.
So we both graduated from SMU together. We both were entering the workforce at the same time. We were just entering it at different levels and different sectors. So my sister, we always talk about, she's very grassroots, and then I was kind of top down in terms of like the institutions that kind of guide our society. So she was in education, nonprofits, just really reform and activism, just all the things she does is just so advanced in terms of helping our kids and the future, versus me. I'm over here trying to make it work in corporate so we can change it top down and staying into those leadership roles so we can get to those positions and sort of influence the change there. So we're both kind of change makers, which SMU is a great setting for that. World changer shaped here, shameless plug.
Oh my goodness. And that's so, that's what you always see on the billboard when you drive down 75. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been really great to grow up with someone to kind of be my number one cheerleader when it comes to my professional endeavors. And even 40 Magazine, I mean, she's my content director is what we joke as her title. She will tell me quickly if I need to take something down and if doesn't look good or up to her standards. So I'm really glad and grateful to have her in my life.
Yeah, that's always good to have that board of directors, or even I guess your content director. So how did you begin to differentiate yourself from your better half? Like as you all were growing up, like how were you like, no, like this is where the line gets drawn here. You know, you're into, because you were saying she's into like science and things like that.
Teaches,
and then you went, how did you?
We just all are different people, I think, and that's just any professional in general. You know, people will try to label you. People will try to put a box around what you can do and what you can accomplish and what you have to offer. And, you know, my mother was very intentional about never doing that to either me or my twin. And so we both have been able to grow out in our own box and get outside of that in our own way. So I never kind of faced that pressure about distinguishing ourselves from each other. Now, distinguishing my brand was a bit more challenging because people are always like, well, what's the 40 from? It doesn't really make sense. Where does that come from? And it comes from your 40 hours a week. It also comes from our primary audience, which is professionals under 40. So distinguishing myself in the career space has been unique because I preach living in the and. So growing professionally and personally, having a corporate job and being an entrepreneur. Having corporate ambitions and enjoying the idea of being a stay-at-home mom or being a mommy blogger, I don't think we should have to compromise any of our goals or ambitions because of the box that society wants to put on us. I fully believe we can live in the and so that's what 40 really is about, is helping people understand how to live in that and think outside the box and reject all those labels that people try to put on you.
I think that's great. I think that's really great, because I think too often we focus on just the one lane, and then of course we hear the jack of all trade, master of none, and I'm not paralleling those to be the same, but focusing on oneself in a holistic respect could be, well, is, you know, the personal and the professional. So by getting there and by getting to that space of where you're like, okay, well, how can I be the best individual possible? You need to be balanced, because you can't be somebody who's just, okay, I'm great with business, but my personal relationships are trash.
Right.
Or I'm just somebody who is always focused on being at home.
Right.
But then it's like, but how do you provide for that family?
Right.
How do you grow? So I think that's really a great perspective to have. But how did you, like, when did you have that shift? Or was it never
a
shift?
No, it really did take a lot. Again, going way, way back, SMU, going straight into my first 40 hours a week, it was not my dream job at all. I was an administrative coordinator.
Okay.
And I was challenged every day, understanding that the skills I had to offer were way beyond the role that I was assigned. So I just started looking for ways outside of work to find value in what I was doing. And so that kind of opened the door for me, like, you know what? I'm an administrative coordinator, but I've got all this downtime. Let me research what it means to make a magazine. What does it look like for me to start an online publication? Like all these other things. And so when I was in that role, I really got to see myself as more than a professional. I got to see how my job enabled me to do what I love. And that really changed the whole way I approached my life and just honestly my career. And some of the decisions I've made to get to my dream job I have right now, you know, this is a job that Southwest created for me.
Wow.
It literally, in the interview, I used everything I did for the magazine to get the job. And it's just a joy to think about that journey, moving from thinking it's a job and thinking that this is a career for me. And how can I build upon where I am right now and leverage what I have in front of me to get to where I want to go? So, yeah, that started just job one. A lot of thoughts, a lot of prayer, a lot of faith, and all the things to really make that mind shift and understand that it's not an instant gratification. It's not going to happen overnight. It is really a journey. And to be able to have patience and faith across that process really helps you live in the and.
Mm. Yeah. Very nice. And with, like what you're saying now, I'm just thinking, what do you consider 40 magazine? Like, and when I say that, I'm asking, do you consider this a passion? Do you consider this purpose? What do you consider 40 magazine to be? I'm just curious.
The difference between passion and purpose. It might not be either of those.
It might be another word that you just, you know, because you went to school at SMU, so you know y'all make up words.
Vocabulary.
Yeah, y'all make up words. We're like, wait a minute, what's that? And then you say, no, it's right here in the dictionary.
You know, 40 is really it's a mechanism to give back to so many people that have invested in me, to so many people who are like me. I really think there's so many resources out there for entrepreneurs. There's so many celebrations of people who are full-timers, you know, the people who can do their passions full-time, but there's not enough out there celebrating the people who are making changes in corporate America for the next generation. You know, I left my job, my previous department, I was the only Black person. By the time I left that job and transitioned into the job I had now, there were two additional persons of color, two Black people that were hired after me. Wow. And I know it's because I kind of opened that conversation about like, hey, you know, should we look for non-traditional candidates, or can we look for other people who have similar skills that might be able to offer a different perspective? So really just celebrating those people who are working 40 hours a week and who are living in the and. I think there's not enough celebration of that. And really 40 is my way of giving back to those communities, those people who do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think giving back is truly essential, but I really wanted to ask that just based on the fact that there are so many people who are in the space where they're either working or they're either going after their passion, their purpose, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then it's like one or the other, and it's not necessarily, or it's, I'm spending time to work so that I can get the money to then put into this.
And that's where I that's so fallacy thinking in my mind, to drop a vocab word on y'all. fallacy. but it's just really, and like I said, for everything I did for 40 helped me get the job I wanted in corporate. So there's this idea now, and it's called entrepreneurship. You can book me for your next speaking engagement or seminar, shameless plug, and we can do a full deep dive for your audience. But really just entrepreneurship, how to be innovative with inside an organization. And that's what organizations are craving now. And that's what people really are missing opportunities, because they're so disgruntled and they think, I can't do this in corporate. And I'm pretty sure you can. You just have to be creative. I mean, the jobs are changing. I mean, Amazon's changing the game with stores everything's changing and evolving. So to say that there is not room for you at the table with what you want to do, with your passion, with what you're excited about, that's just not true anymore. You just have to find the organization that'll do it. I remember this guy from Walgreens, the diversity and inclusion director, came and spoke at Southwest, and he was talking about his loud, rambunctious personality. He had to find a company that fit, and it was Walgreens. And he literally goes around speaking at diversity and inclusion conferences, saying whatever he wants, and it's because he's authentic. He walks in his purpose. He walks in his passion. And it was Walgreens that cut the check, as he said. So, you know, I'll get the links for everybody later. But
come
it's
through
really
Walgreens.
Great. Yeah, there are companies out there and they want us.
Wow, I don't even associate Walgreens. When I think Walgreens, I typically think of the older
right,
population.
But no, he's 50, director of diversity and inclusion, Stephen Chamberlain, fantastic guy. Highly encourage you to read.
Wow, okay. Man, that's definitely something to chew on. And see, and just hearing that, it just makes me think back to a presentation I did at UT Tyler, my alma mater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Swoop. Even though they actually, I think they retired Swoop. sad to say. But yeah, and I was at the conference and I was one of the featured speakers. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it. And then I was sitting in the room with the students and I shared with them life after college.
Right.
And how we're, I guess, sold one idea, but it's very different. But then I challenge the students. I say, each one of you all are sitting in here. Some of you all you're taking the same classes. You're going to take the same tests. You're writing the same papers, all this stuff. I said, what differentiates you from the next man or woman? Mm-hmm. And I said, some of you all in here, you don't have a LinkedIn now. And I was like, that's fine. But I would encourage you to get one. And I would encourage you just to start blogging or doing research about a specific niche or niche topic. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you can separate yourself. And then when it comes down to, okay, wow, y'all got the same grades. You know, you graduated with the same whatever. It's like, oh, but this separates you. So I can definitely appreciate just, you know, what your magazine is about. I can appreciate just how you've differentiated yourself and you've solved a problem. So created a lane for those coming up. And it's still your way of giving back. Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So I'm curious. I was sitting here just thinking about it. So it's called 40 Magazine.
Yes.
And you said it's for those under 40.
Now, we will gladly take advice from people over 40 because we don't have the playbook.
Okay.
I do believe there is value in peer-to-peer support. I mean, it's what makes Facebook recommendations so popular. You know, your friends are doing it. You want to hear what they're doing. But no, we have contributors across the age spectrum, different generations to really encourage. That's just our target audience, our demographics, you know, analytics. I kind of like that. I minored in business. So diving into that, we like to say that that's our target.
Okay. Understood. And I'm curious. So what is next for you?
Or is
40, you know, you're focusing on 40. Are in the back of your mind, is something brewing? And I mean, if something is, if it isn't, then I mean, that's fine,
y'all
too.
Y'all heard it here first.
But I'm just curious. No, okay. Uh-oh.
Nothing's dropping.
Oh, exclusive. No, brand new.
What's next for me is really figuring out what am I going to do with my professional journey. I had a goal when I first started at Southwest to make 5 years. Mm. And this August, I'm going to hit that. And it is crazy to think I've been out of college that long. I've literally had such a fantastic journey and ride, and just seeing beyond that goal I had, what's next? What is my next thing? I preach all the time, take some time off, cut off the social media, get away from those toxic people in your life and listen to yourself. So I did a lot of that last year, and I think I have a lot more direction and purpose and sense of what I really want out of life. So I'm really looking forward to pivoting and taking some time off in a way and enjoying the hustle that I've done and seeing and enjoying the fruits of that really right now. So.
Yeah, and I think too often we spend all the time working. We spend all the time just in the dirt, and we don't spend enough, like Gary Vee talks about the dirt in the clouds. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly if I'm about to use this correctly, but I'm going
to
use it my own way.
Listen to Gary Vee, y'all.
Yeah, I'm going to use it my own way. But I think a lot of times we spend so much time working in the dirt, we don't realize what we've created.
Right.
Or we don't even allow ourselves the opportunity to come up and take a breath and go, and just enjoy the work that we've put in, because we're always looking for the next thing, especially when it comes to the millennial generation, the millennial population. And this isn't a knock on the generation, but
no,
I think
I'm a proud millennial, y'all.
Yeah. This isn't an attack on millennials at all, because I'm definitely a proud millennial as well. But I think sometimes there does come a point to where we have to slow down.
Right.
So that we can actually speed up, even
I took some time off before. So issue 11 just dropped. You can go see it, 40magazine.com/magazine. And before that issue dropped, I really took time off. I did not post. I did not do anything for 40, except for think about what do I want to accomplish? What does this brand mean to me? Which is now we have the 9 to Thrive Pro, so helping you grow professionally and personally. And that didn't come from me being in the dirt. That came from me taking some time in the clouds, enjoying, you know, that I'd built this platform by myself. Since 2016, I've been the sole owner of it. So really looking at what I'd accomplished in that time and what do I want to accomplish in the next 2 years. This is last year I did that. Getting to that point where we can really get back to work and enjoy like what I learned in that time off. And now I'm ready to speed up and we can do it. But it took that slowdown time before I really got there.
Gotcha. Yeah, I like that. Nine to thrive.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, it really does enable you to live the life you want when you accept it and embrace the journey that nine to thrive life is.
Very nice. Talk a little bit about issue number 11. Talk a little bit. Then who's on the cover of issue number 11?
Oh, you know, just this girl. She's kind of famous, kind of popular, kind of well known in Dallas. The Brittany B. So you can go look her up. Man. Brittany Bullock. She is a fantastic professional. She deals with human resource capital management. So helping businesses, she goes directly with leaders in organizations and helps them think strategically about managing their human capital. What does it look like to recruit millennials? What does it look like offering flex time for millennials? Like, how do organizations prepare for a shifting workforce? That's really what she does as a consultant, HR consultant. So her story is in there, and just her journey from campus to where she is now is just so inspiring, just the amount of changes she went through and just the things she had to overcome. It's really inspiring, and I'm so glad that 40 was able to tell her story. I think she's known as, you know, be on the go is her hashtag. She's always
every event I go to, I see her and like three other people every event.
And yeah. And so it was good to make her and not make her, and we're really good friends, but, to have that time to really celebrate the fact that she does work in corporate. She does have a nine to thrive lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
So really looking at that and telling her story was really great. So issue 11, we've got that in there. We've got how to find a therapist.
That's good. Mental health awareness month coming up. Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. We've got shrimp and grits because, you know, that down home Southern cooking. We help you figure out how to do that. Just all kinds of articles in there that I really encourage you to listen to. We've also got from Canada, we had somebody, an interior designer, tell their story about how to get into interior design if you're passionate about that and how to pivot your career in that direction. And then we have bar cart. So we have all kinds of things to really about professional and personal life. So it's a really great issue. I encourage you to check it out. You can also order print copies online through our partner Picho, ships directly to you wherever you are. But yeah, that's all at 40magazine.com/magazine.
Very nice. And then I'm only asking this because I'm just asking for clarity, but are the contributors typically female? Are there across the spectrum male, female?
Across, yeah. Okay. So I'm very proud to say 25% of our readership is male.
Come on, fellas.
I know. Very high, fellas. Thank you. I intentionally choose black and white for y'all. We will not have any pink or blue or teal or any of that going in our logo promotions. But yeah, we do engage our males. We had Will Cyrus was on a cover a while ago.
Will. I interview Will. Yeah.
We do celebrate men at work. Justin August, he's a Millennial Love 3 podcast.
Me and Justin used to work together. Crazy. Yeah, me and Justin used to work together at Red Lobster. Crazy, but yeah.
I want y'all to see my face right now. I'm so I am shooketh.
That's crazy. One thing I began to realize about people who are out there and getting it and getting after it, and people who are like really just taking time to focus on pursuing purpose and pursuing passion, they're connected in the same circle. Mm-hmm. And then the dope thing about some circles is, as large as they are, because if you go back to like preschool or whatever, they would always say you sit in the circle, and sometimes the circle would be so wide, but at the same time you still can see, or you still can connect with that individual in the same circle.
Right.
So I think that's how Dallas is. The people who are really getting after it and the people who are really, I guess, putting those nails into the wood, you know, those people, like,
we find each other.
We find each other. That's crazy though. But yeah,
yeah. I didn't know you. So he's in there. He does his Threads Thursday post. Will be coming soon on our website. But he really dives into how to look your best on and off the clock. So his secrets for always being stylish. If you know this man, he dresses to the T. So really, we do have you covered for life on and off the clock. Your 40 hours a week and more.
Okay, Justin. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm plugging everybody. Those are all my people, man. Y'all.
That's awesome. And yeah, I have a high level of respect for Brittany B. First of all, it seemed like she just popped onto the scene in Dallas out of nowhere. It seemed like, for me, I guess I was under a rock, but I don't know, because I mean I saw her here and I saw her there and I saw her there, and I was like, wait, what? I was like, who is this?
And then her full story is in 40. So.
Oh, there it is. And Brittany is a bulldog, but she's a sweetheart at heart. But she's a bulldog out here. And I say bulldog because she's about her business.
I'll let Jonathan Jones speak for Jonathan Jones.
Like, well, I'm saying bulldog in a good way.
No, yeah. I mean in a good way, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Don't throw me under the bus. Okay, wow.
And this is where we have the commercial break and everything isn't live. And no, but this is real authentic conversation, y'all. Like, we really did just want to share and impart just this is what it's like in Dallas. I mean, it really is a small circle, and people really do try to celebrate and encourage each other. I think that's what I love about being here is I've met with so much support, and I instantly give more than I can take. So people that reach out to me, I'm instantly trying to connect you with somebody who I think can help grow your brand. I believe in collaboration over competition any day.
I like that. I like that.
So, yeah, I'm so glad that 40 can be a part of people connecting in this city.
Yeah, and like with you saying that, how you're like, well, this is like real conversation. It just made me think of the conversation we were having earlier. And then you were talking about, like, because how do you balance between professional and then how do you balance between, okay, how do I want to say this? I'm just trying to.
No,
it's not balancing. Because, okay, here we go.
Say it with your chest.
Okay. I'll say, how do you balance between your 9 square, like on Instagram, and what people see on Instagram, and then like how we were talking about before,
okay,
like
yeah,
like how
I got
okay
you
go to so work, you're perfect. Go ahead.
So we were having this conversation. One, I'm single. Shameless plug. shoot your shot. I answer all DMs. But we were really having this conversation about this public persona that is associated with 40. People think, or some people, I don't want to say all people, seem to think all I am is about business. And to know me, you know that that's not all I'm about. But there is this mental thing that people have to get through is realizing social media is just an external representation. It's not necessarily the full story, right? You don't know anything that went into that post. You don't know what it took to get there. Even my journey, like, people love the fact that I have a magazine. I'm like, y'all weren't there when I was struggling with my business partner who founded it, and we were trying to figure out where do we go from here, and we just had different ideas about the brand and the vision and how do we get through that tough time. How do I get through this time where it's like, I don't know the difference between a DBA and a LLC. Like, there are so many things that go into it that you're not going to see a post about. So really, I encourage people to go beyond the exterior, go beyond what you see on social media, and really give people the benefit of the doubt, because we're all humans at the end of the day, and we all just want respect and decency. And yeah, it is a struggle. I think the way that I get past that and let people know is just, I encourage people to meet me, you know, I try to be the same online and in person. That's always what our events are about that we do host, is we really want to provide people opportunities to get to know the brand beyond the brand, you know, online. We really want you to get to know the brand in person. And so, yeah, I just encourage people to go beyond the post, see what's real. There's a boss behind every boss. There's a softy side that just wants to be at home, chilling with watching Netflix.
Love. So. Everybody likes. I think that's one of those things too. Despite how hard someone's exterior is, or how hard it might appear to the untrained eye or to the unknowing individual, that humans want love. We want connection. You know, we want to be heard, and
right.
I think that's an area where sometimes people can miss the mark as a whole, because we just box people in and we just see one portrayal of an individual and we just say,
that's they are all the time.
That's who they are.
And I mean, that's at work too. Your managers or directors or whoever, you want to say that manager is such a, you know, explicit. And it's like, you don't know what they're dealing with at home.
That's
you
real.
Don't know, you know, you're the fifth person this week that approached them about something. You have no clue. So I just give people the benefit of a doubt, try to see the why behind, you know, what an action, and then really get to understand people before you jump to conclusions.
So we're talking about just balancing professional and getting the opportunity to see everybody from a holistic perspective, if you will. And I don't know, I'm thinking of this quote that I saw, I don't know how long ago it was, but I'm thinking of this quote based on what we're talking about, like with music. Like you said, some people approach you at work and they're like, do you listen, or do you like trap music? Like, I think I saw the post, I think it said,
I'm Cardi B and Michelle Obama.
I didn't see that one.
That's
oh.
the meme that's floating around. And,
oh,
yeah,
I didn't see.
So
I was
true.
About to say, I love Jesus, but I like to twerk, or I like trap music too, or something like that.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, what? But then I started thinking about all the people I know that are at church, or I used to go to church with, and then I'd see them like wherever else after. I mean, everybody's human.
Yeah.
I think people got to.
The saying of the week, you know, everyone's human.
We are all humans. Okay. So now I want to transition into this segment that I like to call Five Words.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is the opportunity where you, the guest, get to describe yourself in five words. Please.
Ooh, I'm going to cheat on this.
Okay.
I'm going to use Clifton Strengths Finders. I'll encourage everyone to do that. Wow. Five words.
You're going to do all five?
Five words.
Oh, okay. You'll be the first person. Words. You'll be the first person that's done that.
Yes. So my first one is strategic, arranger, connectedness, relator, and learner.
I feel like three of those fall into like more so relational.
In the spheres of influence. Yeah, I think that it's interesting. The domains. I'm sorry. Let me use the Clifton terms. The domains. I'm mostly, relational. So the relator and connectedness, those are two are the same. Mm-hmm. The strategic is its own. The arranger is its own. And then the learner is its own. But those are my five words I'd use to describe me. So strategic, that's kind of self-explanatory.
Okay.
Arranger, so that's, again, it goes with, that's the execution domain. So it's really how I put things together. I'm great at making travel itineraries. I love to go working at Southwest. So arranger, that's just really how you execute things. The connectedness, I love this one because it just goes back to that human thing, is that we are all connected in some way. Okay. And not everybody sees that. So in the workplace, it really does stand out in terms of our operation in particular. We have field employees, so our pilots, our frontline employees that you see when you're working or when you're flying Southwest, and then we have our end headquarters. But understanding that we are all connected through the Southwest family, so that really stood out to me as something I appreciated in my professional world. And then also at home, like with my faith, being connected to each other as we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, I thought that was a great one. And then relator is talking about that one-on-one relationships.
Mm.
That's where I thrive.
Oh, yeah.
It was interesting to see what that broke down to. But relator just meaning you can find commonality one-on-one, anyone, anywhere, anytime. So I thought that was pretty cool strength. And then the learner, I love education. Hey, SMU, we're still on this campus. Just going to plug it again. I'm studying to get a business certificate in communication right now because I just seriously love learning and growing. And
I asked you, were you taking – I didn't see you said no.
I wasn't at that time. Now I am. So now
that was earlier today
class.
I asked. I asked that earlier today.
Yeah. So I'm taking one class. And I have one more in the fall, and then I'll be done for now.
So what is it you said, and what's its certificate
business
for?
Business communication. So I'm taking organizational collaboration.
What are they unpacking there? No, I'm just curious. I'm curious.
So it's basically just talking about how do organizations collaborate? So what tools do they need to leverage?
Okay.
Web 2.0, like how has that changed the way that organizations talk? So for example, you want more chat IM tools in the workplace now. Versus back in the day, it was an email or a phone call.
That makes sense because it would be a lot of emails.
Right. Yeah. So now we're moving to what does it look like in this 2.0 environment to collaborate in a large organization? When you're talking about across time zones, when you're talking different languages, like how do you set the rules for your organization regarding collaboration? Like when do you call a meeting? Should you offer web conferencing for this meeting? We just kind of go through that. It's a management class. So just how do you manage collaboration across an organization?
Okay. I rock with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get into the winner circle of the week.
Winner circle.
And the winner circle of the week is just where you get the opportunity to just shine spotlight on somebody that you see. I'm going to use the analogy I used earlier. That's out there getting after it, getting in the dirt. They're taking the time and putting in that work. There's somebody who doesn't receive the accolade or just do, but you see this individual on a daily basis grinding, investing in their business, investing in other people, or however.
Yeah, I think I've celebrated a lot of people in this episode already.
I think you definitely shouted out at least like six people.
Yeah. So I'm going to say all of them, reiterate just all the people I mentioned before. And I just think black people as a whole, I'll be shameless. I think we're doing awesome.
So. Well, I'm rooting for everybody black.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to Issa Rae.
Yeah, I'm just really proud of the way that, especially Nipsey Hussle, RIP, and like Beyonce with her homecoming documentary.
You watched it?
I have not watched it yet.
I'm not that much of a
beehiver. But I can appreciate what she's done. And I can appreciate, you know, what Nip did. I can appreciate so much about how we as a culture and as a group are kind of collaborating more. I think it's awesome.
Okay, that's right. You're going to be the first person that's ever gave a multiple winner circle of the week. So I think that's still cool, though, because that's like six people. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but all of them really are getting after it. And all of them, I would say, have definitely put in their fair share of work. So fair enough. Okay. Now we're going to get into we're going to have a little bit of fun right here. Yeah, have a little bit of fun. You know, all work, no play. It's never a good thing. I don't know the rest of the quote. It's like makes somebody a dull whatever.
Person, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So now this segment is called This or That.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Quick, speed, lightning. We got it. This or that.
Yeah, this or that. This or that. It's like Coke or Pepsi, and then you say?
Coke.
See? Oh, that was a test question. If you're ready.
I see I'm you ready. Your game I'm, face on. I'm ready. Competitive. Your game face. It's ready. Let's do this.
Oh, wow. Got the game face on. Okay. Okay.
I'm making Jonathan bring his A game, y'all. That's what it is.
Hey, that's fine. Okay, so now we're gonna go ahead and get into it since you're ready. Beaches or mountains?
Beach.
Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's?
Neither.
Really?
Okay.
Are you organic?
No, I'm not. I
neither. Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's?
Okay, here's my deal.
Okay.
Cane's is only good for the sauce.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday, which is the only day that I ever want Chick-fil-A. And it's nothing against their anything, but it's just, why? I just want them open on Sundays.
I wonder what cane sauce tastes like on a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
That is a move.
That might actually be good.
Wow.
I had never even thought about that.
Oh my gosh. And I'm trying to think, where do I get chicken from when I want it? But I mean,
there's so many chicken places.
Yeah,
out here.
Bush's
there's
chicken is like good. But
Williams
that's,
and oh, not. No. Williams chicken has taken chicken so many Express. Hits on this show. Golden Chick. Williams chicken has taken so many hits on this show the past couple of interviews.
Like Williams chicken?
I used to love Williams. I get the 3-piece dark with two peppers, fried okra, and that big old cup of super sweet tea.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it is. It all put me to sleep, so I don't think that was the best thing.
No, and I'm so tacos, honestly. Tex-Mex, give me Fuel City any day. I'm going to go to Diggs Taco Shop, a shameless plug, right after here.
Fuel City is so overrated.
It is.
I know that's an unpopular opinion. There
no,
we go.
No, no. It is overrated. I'll just say gas station tacos. Because there's this place in Louisville I go to. Their gas station tacos, nice. I'm just saying, paying, you know, $15 for two tacos at a restaurant.
Fuel City is tacos.
Fuel City would never.
Velvet Taco and Torchy's, their tacos are pricey, but I can enjoy those. I have nothing.
I have nothing against them. I'm just saying
Velvet Taco.
This or that. I'm going to go with gas station over restaurant.
Okay. Home cooking and cooking.
Home cooking and cooking?
No. Home cooking or ain't cooking.
Oh. See, okay. I like cooking, so I want to say home cooking.
Okay.
But I'm not cooking like greens or yams or like
home cooking
fried
is home
chicken.
Cooking.
Yeah. I'm not doing any of that. I'm going to do home cooking. Like, let's do zoodles, like zucchini noodles and fish and
food is food. You act like,
yes. I just don't want to clarify home cooking.
No, but you're putting out that caveat like somebody's going to complain on the show like, wait, she's
I just want to be authentic in all places. I want people to know.
That still counts as cooking. Okay, why would it not? That's still cooking.
Cooking at home.
Okay, maybe. What else outside of Zoodles though? What else outside of that? What would you say is like one of your go to dishes outside of Zoodles?
Okay, so I just started getting into red meats and steaks.
Okay.
So like I only eat that rarely, like once a week or something. Not even once a week.
Is that really? Once a week is really?
I mean, like once a month is maybe more accurate. Okay. But like, so I do this like cumin steak with spinach and veggies, and it is just so good. I mean, it sounds terrible, but cumin steak, I feel like cumin is an underused spice, and I've gotten it down to perfection now.
Cumin, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like kind of Indian flavored, but
like spicy or
yeah, is it's it? Spice, like spicy, like savory spice.
Oh,
so
okay.
I found a recipe. I do all the box subscriptions, so like Blue Apron, I've tried that, and
oh really?
There's
some of those are really good.
Yeah, and that's what they exposed really me to that, and I've perfected that one now. So that's
yeah, because there was a. What was one?
Sunbasket, Green.
I can't. No, I'm trying to think of what the Hello Fresh because yes. my girlfriend she had a subscription to Hello Fresh, and then she got the ones with like the hamburgers, and there's like this horseradish and something like sauce situation.
Oh, yeah. So I did one of those too, that like the good. Jam, onion jam, and
yeah, that was in there too. Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good.
It was really good.
Yeah,
really
I like good. So that's what home cooking. I like those type of things. Like I like the inventive. Something different, something fresh.
Okay, here we go. Work hard, play hard.
Play hard.
Oh, okay. Curveball. Then we'll go audiobooks or ebooks?
Ebooks.
Audiobooks or paper books?
Paper books.
Really? Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
The learner, yeah. That makes sense. I love the page turning and yeah.
Okay. Are you from? I just have to ask. I don't know why he popped into my head because I know you two are two individuals that are out here getting it. Oh, but that concludes that segment.
Oh,
but are you familiar with KG with Cosine Magazine?
I am. Yeah, KG. Okay. I really admire him and the way he's built his brand and how he's leveraged it to do so many dope projects and collaborations. Like he just did one with Foot Locker. So
yeah, I saw that. But cool. both of y'all, I really give my hats off to both of y'all because you two are doing something in a space. That I can't say. You two are the only two that I know doing this in this space.
Yeah, we both believe that magazines aren't dead. You know, we really believe that people want to look forward to something. I think that's what people are missing in terms of all the content that's out there.
There's a lot, yeah.
With magazines, it's something new, and you're always anxious to see who's on the cover, what's the story being told, what's the angle of this one.
Mm-hmm.
We constantly have to level up our game, and I tip my hat off to him because he's leveled up a lot of times from issue to issue. And I mean, us as well. If you look at issue one, I still leave that crap out there because I want y'all to see the journey and see the progress. I have so many typos in it. It's embarrassing. But just to go from that day one to now, you know, we're here at this point, issue 11. We've progressed so much. And man, it's a great story to tell.
I love it. If somebody did want to see about how they could be a contributor for 40 Magazine, what does that look like?
So you go to 40magazine.com and click on Contact Us. It is that simple. We've got a box there you can fill out, tell us your story or tell us an idea you have. We have some guidelines out there as well. So our five sections, we talk about what those are. So 40 hours is your day at the office, and then up the ladder is just career, personal, and professional development. And then we have corporate wellness, which is mental, physical, and financial health. And then we also have break bites, which is our favorite part of the workday, lunch. So cooking, recipes, all that good stuff. And then our final section, off the clock, we talk about everything we love. So travel, relationships, movies, everything else.
Nice. Have you seen Us?
Yeah. I'm only asking that because it was really good.
What was your take on at the end? Oh, I guess
no.
The people
no
fine.
Spoiler alert. Okay, that'll be the next episode. Y'all can tune in to the next.
That's funny.
Episode.
Yeah, that's not gonna have a next episode. Because one night I saw it this past weekend. And I was like, and I got woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, yeah, let me turn on a light. Let me just turn on the light. But Keon, just share with the people where they can find you, where they can connect with you, and then I'm gonna let you share your final thought, and then we're gonna get out of here.
So you can find me at 40 Magazine on all social media platforms. Instagram's the most active. Answer all DMs. Again, I'll shamelessly plug. And then our website is 40 magazine.com. We also have Facebook and Twitter. We really share just any career development resources, not just our own. So if Forbes has a great article, we'll share that there. So if you're really looking to level up your career, encourage you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
What about your personal? My personal is
at 40 Magazine.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And that is how we separate, y'all.
Okay, gotcha. Oh man. Okay. Well, go ahead and just share your final thought, and then I'll let you get on with the rest of your day.
My final thought is just one. Thank you so much for having me on this show. Like, we've been talking about this for a while, and I'm so grateful that we get to collaborate and make this happen. And I love listening to it, so I can't wait to hear the feedback you get on this episode and seeing the journey continue.
I appreciate it. You don't want to share a final thought with the people? I mean, I appreciate that.
No.
I appreciate that. But yeah, you can share a final thought with the people.
For me, no. I just will say, keep enjoying your journey. Where you are, there's a reason for it. If I had never had that job as an administrative coordinator, I would have never started 40 Magazine. So it can look grim. It can look like something you're not going to overcome. But there's a reason you're there. So try to find that purpose and lean into it as early as you can.
Love that. So we are signing out with the Keon Hervey.
That's right.
40 editor Magazine. And publisher of 40 Magazine, the 9-to-5 thriver.
9-to-thrive pro.
That's right. We're helping
you grow professionally and personally.
There it is. You heard it here first. TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?